Thank you, David. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. Our show presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD products curated for life. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe alongside as we get things cranked up and rolling here on this Thursday. Let's bring in former GM and now with the NFL Network, Scott Pioli is on the line with us. Scott, I was speaking with a very good friend of mine and someone you know this morning. Uh-oh. And I told him you were coming on the show, and he has asked me to ask you to evaluate how he was as a receivers coach at Murray State. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
I'm betting it's Pasquale Sperduto.
Yes.
People don't even know that his real name is Pasquale, and something happened when he left Boston. He adopted this name, Pat. I don't even know that guy. But, Pat Sperduto, here's what I'll tell you. Terrific coach. A terrific coach. He's now a scout, but an even better human being. Fabulous, fabulous guy. We were slogging it out down at Murray State. He was a guy from Boston. I was a guy from New York, and we were transplanted into Western Kentucky region. They call it the tri-state area where Murray is. And I tell you what, we looked at each other and said, what did we get ourselves into? Two Italian Catholics in about as far southwest as you could get in Murray, Kentucky. And we weren't real popular, but we loved what we did.
Scott, if we had you in person right now, and if I ever get a chance to see you in person, just remind me to tell you the Art Paducah story that happened at his church. He's got shirts about it. It's a great story. And if you ever see Pat, the next time you talk to Pat, ask him about Art Paducah. He'll get a kick out of it.
I absolutely will. And I got to tell you this. I absolutely loved my 2 years there. The folks, the town of Murray was incredible. When we needed some action, we would go to Paducah, Kentucky, or up to Nashville. And it's when I fell in love with Nashville, quite honestly. My time there.
That is awesome. So, we were just having this discussion about Hard Knocks that wrapped up Tuesday night, final episode with the Cowboys. You've been on that side. We were kind of looking at it. We weren't sure if you were in Kansas City when the Chiefs were the focus of Hard Knocks, but I guess you were still in New England at the time. But as a guy who's been in the front office, a guy that's been a GM, what do you make? I'm sure, is it true like everybody on that side just hates and cringes at the notion of being on Hard Knocks?
Well, I got to tell you, so I was with the Atlanta Falcons. I was not there in Kansas City. I think it was done the year before I got to the Chiefs, or a couple of years before I got to the Chiefs, but I was in Atlanta in 2014, I want to say, when we had it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if hate is the right word, but it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, and, you're trying to do your job, like any job. Just imagine if there's a camera and a microphone every single place that you go, and you're sleep-deprived because it's camp, there's pressure, there's a million things going on, and I'm just talking about from the personal and the individual standpoint. Sometimes at work, you're not the best version of yourself, and when that stuff is out there and to see reactions, you do have some editorial rights, but it's really difficult. But I'll say this, I think to me, the thing that I disliked the most about it was the human standpoint. And people love that it's reality TV, but people sometimes forget that these players, all of us involved in these games, I understand it's entertainment, it's enjoyable, but there's those players, they're sons, they are husbands, they are fathers, they are, cousins, and they've got a bunch of people out there who love them. And when they have to see that person in an uncomfortable situation in terms of losing their job, it's really, to have cameras and microphones at that moment, it's so personal. I just think at times it's an intrusion. And even though I've worked on this media side for a number of years now, I just think that there's certain things that just need to be kept private and personal.
Interesting. For years, everybody's been saying, all the other leagues basically have a feeder system. Well, I mean, I guess like a minor league system. The NBA's got the G League, and we know baseball. And hockey's got their version as well. But the NFL really doesn't. There's been all these startup leagues, and you think, okay, and then there was NFL Europe for a time, and it served its purpose. Some guys did make it into the league. But overall, there's real no feeder system. Their feeder system is college football. But do you think, with that being said, it just doesn't seem like these startup leagues can survive, Scott. As you know, they can't even make it a year. So with that being said, do you think these expanded rosters, that maybe the NFL is going to look around and say, maybe this just needs to be our feeder system. Let's expand these rosters. Let's carry a much bigger roster, and you can actually spend time and develop these guys under your watch on your practice field and spend time doing it that way. Do you think that's the route the NFL should go rather than waiting for a true another league to try to poach players from that?
Well, we could have this conversation for a half an hour, because I actually do like the idea of other leagues.
Okay.
I just think that other leagues need to manage their expectations and manage what they're going to be. So I think that there is a partnership that could happen, and, you know, if well thought out, and again, positioned the right way. In terms of international, there is an international player pathway program that I've actually been doing some consulting work with the league on, which is interesting. But when you talk about what's happening now, I absolutely love the larger rosters. And, you know, coaches and front office people generally love them. We love the addition of employees, because I'm a firm believer in player development. You all have a head coach right now, Mike Vrabel, who had a fantastic NFL career. And Mike was a very good player that became an even better player because he was given some time to develop in the right system that fit him and that he fit into. And again, he became a, double-digit season starter for a reason. And not that Mike was developmental level when he got there, but he wasn't a starter when he came to the Patriots after several years at the Steelers. So sometimes players being given the right situation, the right amount of time, the proper coaching, I love player development. If we could expand rosters, it would be great. Now, the flip side is, you know, those, it's just like in every business in America, or anywhere, I say America, but it's headcount, right? Owners and people who own the companies and own the franchises are concerned about headcount, because with that, you know, there's more overhead. So it's a complicated thing. You know, we as the operations people, coaches, general managers, yeah, give us more players. We'll do something with them, and we'll make them better. We'll make the product better. I hate the word product, but you know, that's what we have to sell to the business people. But what they're doing right now, I love the expanded rosters.
Talking to Scott Pioli from the NFL Network, and Scott, just as a player evaluator, I'm just curious, just put yourself in the shoes of John Robinson. Bud Dupree, coming off an ACL, hasn't really been able to play fully until just a couple of days ago. Julio Jones hasn't practiced much with the offense. You had COVID issues with Tannehill, a couple of the starting offensive linemen, a couple of guys competing for right tackle that really haven't been able to play up to full. I know every team's got a list of these things where you just can't see everything together until last minute, and here you go, you have a game on Sunday. How tough is that for the player personnel people to evaluate what you've got?
I think when you're a general manager and or coach, you have those situations and you have unforeseen circumstances, and you don't spend time or energy worrying about how big of a problem it is. You just try to find solutions. You try to find the silver lining, or what's the upside, what's the path that's going to get you to the right place. So all these things that you mentioned about Bud, about Julio, they have been issues now, but the reality is it hasn't mattered because they haven't played a game yet. Now we're going to start playing the games. And the other thing is this, most every team is going to have issues at some point in time over the next 19 weeks. What you need to do as a team is make sure that you keep yourself alive, you keep yourself in the hunt, that you get yourself to the point where you start playing significant games at the end of November and the full month of December, and now early January, you know, for the regular season. So what Julio Jones is today, you know, that matters. But what's more important is what Julio is in December, right? What Bud Dupree is today is important, but what he is in December and January is even more important. Because if you can get yourself to the tournament, and then those guys are playing at a high level, and maybe other teams are experiencing circumstances and situations that maybe you had at the beginning of the year, you might, you know, That's how you want things to work. You want to be your strongest. Look at the Buccaneers last year. Slow start, but they became better as the season went on. You know, the Patriots teams that I was a part of, where we had great success, we got stronger as the season went on.
Scott Pioli is with us from the NFL Network. And Scott, you worked with John in New England as he came up through the ranks. And now that you've seen him the last few years as a GM for the Titans, making the moves that he's made, whether it's through free agency trades or the draft, what is your evaluation of watching him grow as a general manager?
I think he's fantastic. And I, you know, it was funny. I stole him away. He was coaching, I think it was linebackers at Nichols State, and hired him as a scout in New England. He came in, and here's what I'm most proud of, John, is the fact, yes, he's doing a great job. Yes, he's still the same guy that he was when he was the linebackers coach at Nichols State. And what that is just, again, a tremendous person. And he's never taken himself too seriously, but he takes his job extremely seriously. And I've watched him, you know, I knew he was ready for the job, but watching him evolve and grow is funny. My wife and I were watching one of the preseason games, and I know how much he always avoided anything that was going to be about John, right, or a story or media or anything like that. And he had to sit up in the booth with, I think it was with Charles Davis, and did this interview for, it was almost a full quarter, and I could see, I knew he was squirming and not liking the camera on him and the microphone on him, but he did an incredible job. And that's one of those things that many of us that came from the Patriots, you know, the Patriots background, struggled with the media thing because it was something, A, none of us wanted to do, and B, none of us did do. That becomes an important part of the job because he's doing a tremendous job of finding players. He's doing a tremendous job of building a roster, managing the salary cap. All that stuff is good. But he also is doing a tremendous job of managing a truthful message to the fans and the media of where this football team is. He's doing an incredible job.
Chase, well, did you have one more about Floyd? And I know Scott's got to go.
Yeah, Scott, I'll tell you a quick story along those lines. I had the opportunity to go to the Combine a few years ago with the late Floyd Reese as he was on our afternoon show. And I know you worked with Floyd as well. And we walk into where John is doing his media availability, and John's speaking for about 30 minutes, and I just look at Floyd, and I see him chuckling. And, you know, he had that laugh, and he's got this smile, and he's just chuckling. And Jared Stillman and I look at him and go, what is so funny? And he goes, I can't say exactly what he said, but he just laughs and goes, John has learned the art of not saying bleep while talking for 30 minutes. He's going to be just fine.
Yeah, you know, I God rest Floyd. So, I mean, what a wonderful, again, a wonderful man and a wonderful football man. And he was just such a positive influence on anyone and everyone that worked around him. You know, he literally had a twinkle in his eye, right? When he smiled, he was one of those guys, he didn't have to laugh, but you could see and hear him laugh through his smile. And, Floyd, but I'll say this about J-Rob. He doesn't reveal secrets, but if you want to listen, he will educate when he does speak about football. And it's one of the things I really respect that he's doing, too. That's a great Floyd story. Floyd was a tremendous, tremendous man.
Scott, as we let you go, I know you got to run, but I want to say I'm one of the few people probably in our listening area that has been to Washingtonville, New York, having grown up in Purchase. I think I played a tennis tournament as a kid when I was like probably 11 years old up in Washingtonville. So
that must have been after my time because, you know, we were not that sophisticated. We didn't play sports
like tennis.
That was a very sophisticated sport. For my era of Washingtonville, New York.
Scott, we could have gone
so much for having me.
Yeah,
really appreciate it.
Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Scott Pioli, NFL Network, former executive. That was really good stuff. I learned something. I've known Pat for a long time.
Pasquale.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I honestly didn't know.
Wikipedia doesn't know that either.
I was going to say, I've never seen or heard that before. Pasquale. Now I'm going to, oh my gosh, I'm going to hold that over his head for sure.
Pasquale Paduca Sperduto.
Honestly, that was worth just learning Pasquale Sperduto was was worth the interview alone. I mean, just that little nugget right there.
Strong.
That was really
good. Now, I don't even know if I've heard the Art Paducah story.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't?
I don't think so. I feel like if I did, I'd remember it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, so then I haven't heard it.
Oh, well, but we'll change that. Yeah. We'll change that.
Next time I see Pat, for sure.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. We'll take a break. We'll continue on the other side. But first, it is time to fire up the tailgates. We know the NFL is back. It all begins tonight. Tampa Bay hosting Dallas. You can get in on the action before the opening night kicks. That's with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And with the NFL returning, DraftKings is giving all customers, the opportunity to participate in this year's no-brainer offer. I know because I went there last night, and I did the no-brainer offer. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Tampa Bay plus 73. Yes, you're getting 73 points, and that's for all customers. That means you can still cash in as long as the reigning champs don't lose by 74 points against Dallas. And if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, don't miss out. DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 or more on any football game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code 1025GAME, and new customers, all you have to do is bet $1 or more on any football game and receive $200 in free bets instantly by using that promo code 1025GAME this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Free bet promotion for new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Max wager limits apply. One per customer. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.